I'm Sandra Moore. I'm Director of Homelessness at the Welcome Organisation Belfast.
Yeah.
And I'm Geordie O'Neill, homeless from Belfast. I'm volunteer in the organisation.
Sandra, whenever somebody tweeted that video to me today, they said, this will bring a tear to your eyes. Do you think that's true for you?
Absolutely. And given that I've been working in the homelessness field for some time, you actually think you've seen a lot. But I have to say, I felt very emotional, which actually surprised me. And it was the man's face. It was a surprise, possibly a bit of fear, and just how he didn't know how to respond. He appeared so shocked that anyone would stop with him. But actually, as you move on through the video, you can see him start to relax and the head starting to go to the music. And it's interesting that in our youth and our younger generation, there seems to be a greater awareness of homelessness and social issues, which is absolutely fantastic and gives us all real hope for the future. I thought it was a fantastic piece of awareness raising filming, to tell you the truth. Wish we had had it. But no, it definitely, I would be surprised if anyone watching it isn't moved. It was it just captured the isolation and the invisibility of homeless people on the street, and indeed how people do walk by, and how a simple gesture can actually not only make a difference to that man, but to the people watching around. They may not walk past the next time. Really fantastic for awareness raising, and particularly at this time when we have so many pressures, welfare reform, we're still not out of the economic crisis, I don't feel, in terms of housing here in Northern Ireland, and there is a greater awareness that actually can happen to anyone, and in most families there is someone who is struggling, and families are, which is in many ways, if you're lucky enough to have family support and a network, a lot of the people we work with do not have that, and indeed are very isolated. And for someone to just give a kindly smile, two words, and it's not even all about the money. Mm. However, I have to say, for a lot of people it does help.
Yeah, definitely. Geordie, you have yourself in a position where you've been sleeping rough. What were your thoughts whenever you watched that?
My thoughts was that people weren't worrying about the homeless man until those three people sat down, and then they started to give money. Just because he was earning his own, they weren't given. But when there was a bit of entertainment, it made a big difference to that man's life. That people actually went over and shook his hand and actually gave him their takings at the end of the session there. You know, that does happen. But I mean, very seldom in Belfast. You know, people get walked past in the streets, and it's really embarrassing for people. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's just that video just shows it all, that people do care.
Yeah, so Sandra was saying the man's face really said it all. Can you, just based on your experience, I mean, what are the kind of thoughts, you know, that are in your head when you're in the street? Maybe some people, a lot of people are walking past you, maybe a few are coming to talk to you. What's that like?
It's just an empty feeling, you know. It's, you don't know what's happening to you. You don't know where you're going, where you're coming, where your next bite's coming from, apart from the Welcome Organisation, if you're in the streets living at night. It's very frightening, you know, and that money does make a big difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. I thought actually the irony of it was when you saw the three people walking away, putting, first of all, the guy pulled, he had given the homeless man his hat. As he was walking away, he pulled another hat out of the bag and put it on. So it was kind of like the haves and the have-nots. It's okay, you can have my hat, I have another hat. There was also the thing about when they were walking away, they were, three students were all hugging each other, which showed that kind of the camaraderie they had. And the juxtaposition of that was the man left sitting again in his isolation. And I don't know if it was intentional, but it was certainly very, very clever. And without doing any sort of preaching about homelessness, everybody's aware that it's there. People either see it or they don't want to see it. But I actually thought just that very part of the video, it really encapsulated what how homeless people feel, isolated, alone. And we talk about people returning to the streets, and a lot of that actually is about community, because that's where their friends are, that's where their community are, that's where they are welcomed by their friends. So excellent piece of work by whoever did it.
Yeah. Jorian, what difference does it make if you're in a situation like that man in Germany and people do make the time to maybe not do what those guys were doing in that video, but make the time just to speak to you, to engage with you, you know, be it people from an organisation like this one or people that aren't connected with an organisation?
It makes a big difference in the man's life. You know, people stop and talk to you and give you words of hope. You know, it's a big help, you know, even to stand and talk to you without giving money. It's a big, that people still care about you and worried about you in Belfast. It does happen a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm. And would you say, whenever you watched that video, you watched it for the first time this morning, did you find it a moving experience?
Very moving, yeah. Yeah, very moving. The wee man, Flanders says he wasn't getting nothing from nobody until them three strangers sat down and realised what situation he was in. Mm-hmm. And it says the hat was a moving, you know, here, I've got that. You need that more than I do. You know, that is very moving.
It was interesting, a recent piece done by a BBC journalist, mm-hmm. where he went onto the street, and I think his experience was he couldn't actually get over the hostility of some people, the kindness of others, but personally, how quickly he started to deteriorate, how quickly he started to close down and feel isolated. So when you get to that stage, a friendly face, a smile, just something, knowing that somebody cares, can actually make the difference between someone making a very drastic decision about their way forward. The number of times we hear that someone was at a really bad place and someone unbeknowingly has given them a kind word and it's given them the hope to go on.
Yeah, and really one word, a few words can make a big, big difference in somebody's life and kind of turn them around, would you say?
Yeah, it can turn them around, yeah. It's strange when you're laying in Belfast, and as I was sitting down the park the other night and a man just passed me by the other night and put his hand in his pocket and says, all I have is a couple of pounds. You know, out of the blue, that made my day, that man stopped in his tracks to hand me a couple of pounds. And this was at 12 o'clock at night, not a sinner about Belfast. He passed me and then backtracked and put his hand in his pocket. He says, I'm sorry, that's all I have. I thought that was a very good gesture from a total stranger at 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. You know, that made me over the moon to say that somebody cared about me, sitting there on my own at night. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here at the Welcome Organisation, obviously we do the street outreach and work with rough sleepers and street drinkers, but increasingly we are supporting people who now have their accommodation. And one of the big, big issues, particularly if you have a mental health problem, is isolation. Sitting somewhere, even you're in your home, you don't have to be on the street to be isolated. It can happen to anyone, can be isolated in their own home, even a family around them or friends around them. And that actually can be a critical factor in someone actually returning to the streets. So one of our big pieces of work now is supporting people in their own tenancies, keeping our drop-in doors open, so that actually when somebody gets to that stage, they have somewhere to come, somebody to speak to, someone to while away a few hours, and the camaraderie within the or drop-ins, fantastic.
Yeah. The camaradeship in here is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. Everybody works for each other and helps each other out. And without this place, we would be definitely lost. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't be getting fed three times a day. You know, it's a big, big help to people. Mm-hmm. Very big help in Belfast.
Yeah. Just have a final thought. The piece you're talking about, Andy West's piece, I presume, yeah. I mean, what would you say, people? You made the point. It's a very good point that, you know, homelessness is not obviously it's a much bigger category, if like, than rough sleeping. But for people who are on the streets, I mean, what around in Belfast? What are people like? What do you think people's reactions are like? You know, are we a generous society? Or do you have any thoughts on that?
Most people, well, would walk past you, but the people that do stop do care about you.